Hello everybody, we're back now. We've been playing with various forms of glue, which haven't really done what we wanted them to do, but we, in the process of being able to turn one or two other records, and we're going to start the show off with something that has had me banned from the house. When I
may well have you banned from the Shedcast. Carry on in this matter. I'm going to allow you this one.
Yeah, this is this is the Hyper Dub, 5 years Hyper Dub compilation, which I think personally is one of the best records of the year. People who I live with seem to disagree. This is one of the more this is one of the more accessible tracks. So hopefully this gets into the Hyper Dub vibe and love it. This is Dark Star, 80s Girls Computer. Fantastic. Right, are we on? Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Are we rolling?
Yeah, that was from 5 years of Hyperdub. Hyperdub.net, I think.
Hyperdub.net.
And yes, that was one of the most accessible.
There's a good stuff. Joker on there. There's some zombie as well. So there's.
There's some stuff on there that may well upset everybody.
Might upset your grandmother.
If you like that kind of thing, you're going to love it. If you're not, you basically want to run away to the nearest hill.
Exactly. I think
Richard ever plays that in his own house again, his girlfriend may well stab him.
She will, yeah. That's true.
Well, I have to say, Richard, it was a good choice to bring the rocking chair into the shed.
Yeah, we brought a rocking chair in.
Now I can sit here and pretend to be Morse Harper from the Searchers. I just pretend to be crazy, man. Yeah. I just want my rocking chair.
Jamie, come back to me.
Okay.
So what should we play?
From something that made you slap happy and
oh yeah, slap happy. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I'm going to play Morning Bell, who quite bonkers, I think. That's the best way to
good stuff.
Yeah, they're an indie band from America. Their last album followed the idea of being one of those old choose your own adventure novels. So basically, you read the liner notes, and when you got to the end of track one, a big fiery monster came out, and whether you killed it or died or whatever, you had to track forward to 6. It was quite bizarre, but strangely entertaining. Their new album has some delightful pictures of death masks on the cover, nicely illustrated, and it was recorded at the Morning Bell Sound Experimentorium.
Oof.
And I think there's a lot of prog love in there, I think, basically.
That's a studio, isn't it?
Let me just read off the amount of things that are on this album. Okay, we have flute, congas, tenor and alto saxophones, clarinet, backing vocals, of course, trombone, trumpet, tenor saxophone, two violins, an accordion, keyboard and bells, through two other backing vocalists, an upright bass, a trumpet, more backing vocals, a violin, a woof, and collar jingling. Arthur the dog, we've got a dog in there.
All right, they've got a dog.
And Winston the cat jumped onto piano during recording track 12.
Bloody hell.
It's quite good. Yeah, it's bizarre, and I think we're going to play Marching Off to War, which is track 2. And yeah, just see where they go with this thing.
Okay.
They're quite mad.
Marching off to war.
Yeah, that's a delightful morsel. Yeah, I think they're great fun. They do threaten at any point to just, as if they might just put on a bunch of orange robes and become Hare Krishnas and end up dancing down the high street on a Saturday.
Exactly, but who doesn't?
But, yeah, they're. I just think they're a great, great, great big barrel of laughs.
Yeah, I like that.
Morningbell, alloneword.com, you'll find them all over the place, on MySpace and almost every other social network.
But who isn't nowadays? And talking of social networks...
Oh, good. Oh. You've got a link. It's almost professional. This is the Da Vinci's, and they are three high school kids from Jackson, Mississippi. And, yeah, whatever you think of a three-piece high school band, this is probably not it.
No.
But, yeah, we're actually going to play two songs, because the first one's about 20 seconds, but it leads nicely. So this is Vermont and Friend Request.
Accept my Facebook request.
It's really quite simple, click accept.
Cause if you don't, my status will be oppressed. And we don't want that. Cause if you don't, my status will be oppressed. And we don't.
Didn't expect that when I said it was three high school kids, did you?
No. Three high school kids, obviously shunned by the peers.
One of which is called Peyton Randolph.
Peyton Randolph.
Yeah, I hope they don't get bullied too much at school, but God, I have to say, I love that.
Yeah,
I think that's brilliant. It's absolutely fantastic.
I'm lost for words. No, I am actually. For once, my usual verbose reaction. It's been nullified, and there's only one way to come back with that, just some blinded.
I suggest you go onto Facebook and find the Da Vinci's, because they'll be quite happy with it.
No,
and or go on to Facebook and find it in Sendry Head's group. So
oh, yeah, that's right.
It's more professional stuff.
That's right, we're supposed to do that sort of thing, so we can promote the magazine.
We're www.inmusic.nl.
That's right.
Also, you can spell incendrymag.com.
Sendrymag.com. That's what we want to make.
Please bring get the Da Vinci's to... Get the parents to sign a release form and let them come over here. I want to see them.
I think the Da Vinci should play the Monsters and Rock Festival.
Yes.
And see what happens. Right, after that, we all need to get some more hot rock and roll in our veins. And this is from the Eddie Current Suppression Ring. This is the Primary Colours double album, by the looks of it. God, where's it from? I don't know. I'll tell you that in a minute. But first of all, this is a track called Cool Ice Cream. Scream by the Eddie Current Suppression Ring, and during the playing of that song I tried in vain to find any more information about the band, but the album's called Primary Colours and it seems to be on the Melodic label, and it's number 60 in the CD release list. So have a look out for Eddie Current Suppression Ring. I think that's a really... basic rock and roll.
I like it. There's obviously a love to Roadrunner and like you said, the Stooges and stuff like that. Yeah. It's good fun, but I think if we're doing those guys and the Da Vinci's, we've covered an entire...
spectrum, I suppose, of cool, isn't it?
You've got the...
Bone cool.
It's like an old high school.
Cool.
We needed some jocks or something in the middle, but I think if... Eddie Current, is it?
Eddie Current Suppression Ring.
I can't pronounce their name, it's too complicated. but I think if they're the cool guys in the corner and the Da Vinci's are the little geeks upstairs doing the homework and just like you say, wanting you to come on Facebook.
Yeah.
Then I think when the Da Vincis grow up, they may turn out a bit like these guys, the Parlour Steps, who went...
When I opened the CD cover, I had the shock of my life.
Yeah, basically it's like turning over and finding five accountants have just finished a lunch break and picked up a ukulele. It's
and serenade you in your face.
Yeah, basically this is another American indie thing. I think they're from
somewhere over there.
Vancouver, actually, the Canadian.
Oh, Canadian.
Sorry. So yeah, it's five Canadians, which will have some of you trembling with fear already, yeah. I believe. But no, this is they're slightly better than you may have thought by a bunch of accountants could be possible of putting together.
But
this is Little Pieces. Steps for lyrics, media and finer details, you can find them on parlorsteps.com or myspace.com/parlorsteps and sonicbigs.com/whatever and twitter.com/ you get the idea,
yeah.
Parlor Steps. But no, I think they're very good, and considering it, like you say, they do look like
a bunch of annoying lunatics. That's what they look like. Don't be fooled.
No, they're good. They're pleasing, I think.
Yeah, pleasing lunatics. Right, I'm going to... an album that...
Oh, I was a rocking chair.
Yeah, just leave that. Honestly, look at him. He sat here rocking away on his chair.
I fooled them. I eaten grass and just laughed all the time.
You didn't eat grass. Shepherd's
Pie. Think I'm crazy, man.
Yeah, Shepherd's. No.
Think I'm crazy.
Stop it. You had Shepherd's Pie, and all right, there was a bit too much onion. Stop.
Watch The Searchers. It's brilliant. Film The
Searchers. Oh, right, okay. Sorry, I was thinking, I don't know, some 60s band who've split up. Anyway, the next one...
That'd be good.
I'm going to play a song off the new Wave Machines album, which is, it's very sort of 1984 poppy, bit nodding its head to New Order, nodding its head to Scritti Politti, but pleasing nonetheless, as some journalists would say. Here we go. This is Wave Machines, Keep the Light. Jamie playing of that track that that's possibly the best record that wasn't released in 1985.
Yeah, it does remind me of lots of hairstyles.
Yeah, and it also I think it's a very pleasing record in many ways. It's up and down a bit, the new Wave Machines album. It also, that track also reminds me of the genius of Scissor Sisters, and a lot of people are going to say they're not that good, but actually they really, really are, and there's been a lot of bands very similar, like Junior Boys, quite the same furrow, don't
there's a lot of stuff trying to fly in the same trade, if you know what I mean, but That's
perfectly enjoyable track, is that? Good. Now then, to finish off, this possibly the least... oh God, I can't even think of what I was going to say then.
The least well put together.
Well put together
Shastcast.
A Shastcast.
This is a shite and you've been listening to it.
Yeah, well that's... fine by us.
You just take a breath. We've decided that we're going to finish as we started. On a good point. we're going to play breaks again just because we love them and we know you're all to go and get this.
Yeah, we do.
And also, it's a plea for Mr. White and him and Mr. BT to get their asses back over here soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
We need some more country dancing.
We need some more country dancing
basically we need to take the tour and the picnic bar and have some fun. But we've been in Sendry, we've been hopeless
as usual today. Never mind, we've played some very nice records in between the ineptness. I hope you think so.
We have some good plans ahead for you coming up to the festive season.
We've got another new magazine relaunch.
We've done the same thing yet.
Touch wood, because it's not finished.
We have lots of visual stimuli for you coming up, and also we've got some plans for some other Shedcast treats coming your way.
Very soon.
We love you lots. See you later.
Bye.
www.inmusic.nl
Super non-stop Uber rocking disco party.